Hi, welcome to Redeem the Commute. I'm Ryan, your host of the Daily Challenges. Today's Wednesday, the day we take the story we read in the Bible yesterday, try to understand and interpret it for ourselves. Yesterday we read a challenging story in the Bible, the story of the Passover, where God was giving specific instructions to his people Israel on how they could survive the death of every firstborn male in the land of Egypt that he was about to bring about. Gave very specific instructions about eating a lamb in a particular way in haste. He gave particular instructions about unleavened bread and bitter herbs, particular instructions about what to wear while eating it. Very, very, very particular instructions. And I asked you at the end of yesterday what you made of all those. What do you think they mean? Why? Well, first of all, why the lamb? Well, a perfect one-year-old male lamb would have been their most prized meat in their society. It would have been milk-fed, wouldn't have been tough and sinewy like a piece of mutton. This was young, good meat. Now, it was a male because a male would have been good for eating, whereas a female would have been good for reproducing and for milk. And so God isn't wiping out their herd here. However, he is asking for their best meat. He wants them to take their best meat and eat it. It's clearly a message here about sacrifice, about giving their best to God, to recognize what he's about to do for them. There was symbolism in the other foods as well. Bitter herbs represented the bitter life they'd had as slaves in Egypt. The matzah bread, as we call it today, the unleavened bread, was all about the haste with which they had to eat this meal. There wouldn't be time to bake bread with yeast in it that would rise. They were just gonna have to eat flat bread. It's the same reason they had to cook the meat in a particular way. They had to roast it over the fire. Symbolically, this is giving a little nod to the future development of a sacrificial system involving burnt sacrifices. But it was also a thing about the haste with which they had to eat this meal. They weren't going to have time to prepare the meal in elaborate ways. They needed to roast it with the head on and everything over a fire. They were going to eat it in haste with their outside clothing on, with their walking sticks. I almost picture, you know, a people living by the coast, knowing that there's a tsunami coming, waiting for their evacuation orders. They've got everything they're going to need to travel and nothing more. They can't really bring everything, so they're going to only have the bare minimum, and they're dressed ready to go at a moment's notice. That's what the Israelites are doing here. They are symbolically and practically preparing for the Exodus, preparing to leave Egypt and move towards the promised land that God has promised to them. These are a people who are now looking forward. They're not looking backwards. There's a brief nod to that with the bitterness of their old life and so on. But now they're looking forward. They're looking forward to their new life as God's nation in their land, as a nation that gives sacrifice to God, not Pharaoh, who will be God's people, not Pharaoh's people. They're a nation now looking forward, dressed, ready to go into the future. And this isn't something they were supposed to do just once and forget about, but rather God was establishing an annual observance for them. He wanted them from now on to do this every year, to in many ways recognize this as their genesis as a nation and honor that by making this like the beginning of the year for them. He wants them to see this as their new beginning and to remember how it came about every year by going through these rituals, by eating that Passover lamb, by eating that unleavened bread. And a whole elaborate way of marking Passover arose over the years as the nation of Israel for thousands of years has continued to celebrate this exact story and has found meaning in the symbols in whatever their circumstances. This was not meant to be a one-time thing, but for the rest of their existence as a nation. He wanted them to look back briefly, but then to look forward and to remember who brought them to their future. The God who delivered them from slavery and is now leading them towards the promised land. We're going to find the same thing for Christians as well, that this meal survives in a new form in Christian faith. And this story of deliverance by a Passover lamb takes on even greater significance after what Jesus did. And that's the story we're going to explore tomorrow. But in the meantime, that's my question for you to think about a little bit, is where do you think Jesus is in this story? Have a great discussion. I'll see you tomorrow.